Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The top official overseeing Alaska's National Forest is leaving her job. Regional Forester Beth Pendleton will retire in April after 8 years in the position. She previously held other leadership jobs within the Forest Service's Alaska region. Pendleton also served as acting associate chief of the agency during the transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. Forest Service officials announced her retirement plans Friday in a statement. Officials also named David Schmidt as her replacement in an acting capacity. Schmidt is a deputy regional forester for the agency's northern region based in Montana. Superstore company Fred Meyer says it will stop selling guns and ammunition. The Portland, Oregon-based chain, an announcement on Friday, says it made the decision after evaluating customer preferences. The company has more than 130 stores in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Alaska. The company says the firearms category represents about $7 million each year of its revenue, and sales are declining. It says it will phase out the sales of guns and ammunition, but did not give a timeline. In response to last month's high school shooting in Florida that left 17 people dead, the company said it would stop selling firearms to anyone under 21. The company is a subsidiary of Kroger Company and already stopped selling assault-style guns several years ago, except in Alaska. And two veteran dog mushers required emergency help on Friday because of bad weather during the Iditarod. Race Marshal Mark Nordman says Jim Lanier and Scott Jansen requested aid in an area between the checkpoints of White Mountain and Safety known as the Blowhole. Details surrounding the incident were not immediately clear. The race officials say Lanier scratched out of concern for his dogs and his health. It says Jansen came upon Lanier and withdrew out of concern for Lanier's safety. Nordman says race finisher Jesse Royer, who was at the safety checkpoint when the notification came in, brought the men to the checkpoint by snow machine. He says they were taken to the race finish in Nome by helicopter and their teams were mushed there. Neither requested additional medical support. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain for today and tonight. Should get as high as 40 to 45 degrees. Low tonight about 35 degrees. Possibility of some snow showers mixed in with those rain showers for tomorrow night. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.